When I was called as a general authority, I was blessed to be tutored by many of the senior brethren in the church.
I had the opportunity to accompany President N. Eldon Tanner to a state conference in Alberta, Canada.
Some years ago, I was with President Marion G. Romney meeting with mission presidents and their wives in Geneva, Switzerland.
Shortly after I was called to serve as a stake president in 1987, I talked with a good friend who recently had been released as a stake president.
Went to Salt Lake City, and there I found myself seeing President Spencer W. Kimball.
As we talked with these stalwart leaders, I always asked this question.
Welcome back to the Leading LDS Podcast. My name is Kurt Frankum, and I get the opportunity to have this mic in front of me and act like I know what I'm talking about. I appreciate all you that are tuning in and listening to the Leading LDS Podcast while I find my voice and figure out the best way to deliver leadership content to the many people out there seeking to become better leaders in the LDS Church. And that is exactly what Leading LDS is, a resource for you to come and discuss, contribute, and maybe find some nuggets of your own that you can take back and try in your own quorum or group or relief society and become better leaders. And today I want to kick off a new segment on the Leading LDS Podcast, and I think I'm going to call it Leader to Leader. And the premise of this podcast will be finding simple quotes from General Conference, maybe quotes from biographies of church leaders, or personal experiences that some of you listeners have had, where one leader, maybe a senior leader who's been at it a little longer than you, tells a story, an anecdote, or a simple lesson, a principle about how to be a better leader. And I'm always enchanted when I'm listening to General Conference and a general authority will tell a story, whether they've been at a state conference or just accompanying another leader, where that leader, senior to them, takes a moment and teaches them the purest of lessons in leadership. I anticipate this segment of the podcast will be short from episode to episode, and I want to run it as often as possible. And today, for the first episode, I want to go back to 1985 when Marvin J. Ashton dedicated his remarks to Spencer W. Kimball, talking about that prophet who was the prophet of the church at that time, and his experience learning from him as a leader.
We as members of the Church of Jesus Christ have a prophet who has shown us by his daily living the formula for success. By sharing with you tonight some personal experiences I've had with President Kimball, I hope I can encourage all of us to look to his life for inspiration as we set our goals. When I was ordained an apostle, Spencer W. Kimball was president of the Council of the Twelve. I remember his saying to me, "Marvin, I am acting president of the Twelve. Harold B. Lee is the president of the Twelve. As long as he is serving as a counselor in the First Presidency and is my senior, I am merely acting president." He wanted me to understand that. He has always been careful never to assume any role that was not rightfully his. He was indicating also his respect for President Lee and at the same time teaching me. He has always applied Matthew chapter 23, verse 12, "He that shall humble himself shall be exalted."
What a wonderful story that is from Marvin J. Ashton. You can tell they had a special relationship for sure. And what a wonderful lesson from President Spencer W. Kimball to never assume more than the limits of your role as a leader, to never embellish your calling to more than what it really is, Now, this is obviously no excuse to shy away from your capacity as a leader and not step up to the challenge, because as we have seen from President Kimball's service, he never shied away from that role that he did, but he never assumed more than what it was, and he always knew when to defer to the higher authority, even when he was president of the church, to defer to the Lord Jesus Christ, who this church is. I hope that was a helpful leadership lesson for you, and I anticipate that I will have the opportunity to share other stories within that talk. If you'd like to just listen to the talk completely, I encourage you to check out Marvin J. Ashton's talk from the 1985 April General Conference.